Today's daf in Maseches Zevachim is daf Kuf Yud, and we're up to the two dots, about a third of the way down. And the next piece that we're going to discuss is the Mishnah said that Kulam Shechasru Kol Shehu, and your Makriv Bachutz your Potter. So it was, even though we had a Machloket as far as whether you need to be Makriv an entire Matir, let's say you have the Kemetz, the cases that we have, or the Kemetz, the Levina, or things that are only going to be pottering the balim if the entirety is brought. So that would be the Keteres, Minchaskayanim, Minchaskayan Mashiach, anything like that. The Tanakhama held that a Kizayit would be enough to be Machayiv. You and Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you have to be Makriv of the entire thing. But in cases where they were Chaser, then everybody is made it that if they were Chaser, they're your Makriv of Bachutz, your Potter. Even the Tanakhama has made it to that. Now, the question is, if the chisaron took place after it was already removed, is that called chisaron? Or is chisaron itself defined the way it works bifnim? And then only if it was chasar while it was bifnim, so you boil it. Chisaron de chutz, is that considered to be a chisaron, and therefore when you're makriv whatever is left, it's not considered to be akrovas chutz? Olaf shmei chisaron. Or, at least according to Rabbanan, I mean, obviously according to Rabbi Elazar, it's either all or nothing. So if it was chaser, I don't care whether the problem is chaser. The problem is you didn't bring the whole thing. And that's a completely different issue. But according to the Rabbanan, is it considered to be a new psul of chaser or not? What's the issue? Well, the issue is this. Look, I mean, Mi'aminin came into Nafak in any event. The moment that you brought it out, you pasled it. Because it was pasled biyotze. Once it's pasled biyotze, who cares what else pasled? Who cares if it's got a lot? Who cares if it's a little? I mean, whatever it is, it is. It's already said to be that this, if you're makriv b'chutz, even though it's pasled as it is, that nonetheless you're chayiv. Or do we say that's dafka adin and yotze? I mean, by definition, it clearly, being makriv b'chutz is dealing with a yotze. But it's only if what it is that was yotze would have been sufficient to be machayev you when it was bifnim. I don't care when the chisaron took place. We don't measure it at the moment of yitzia. That's the issue. Do we measure it as it was yotze at that moment? It was roy bifnim, wasn't chaser. What do I care what happens afterwards? Anyway, it was nifsa. Or do we say, no, that's not the point. It's not that we're saying the carbon at the moment that it was yotze was roy lak rovas pnim, and therefore it will be chayev b'chutz come hell or high water. That's not what we say at all. What we say is the carbon, when it's brought, needs to be a kosher carbon bifnim, other than, of course, yotze, which by definition is the meaning of akrovas chutz. That's two completely different ways of looking at it. Omer Abaye, so let's just see that. And say, oh, Dilma, yotze, okay, yotze is itabene, it's here. So if it's here, then fine, I'm bringing a carbon. The only problem is yotze. But to let the bene, it doesn't exist. I mean, if it would have been here, chaser, I wouldn't be able to use it. That's not the carbon the Torah was b'chayev you on. Lo, Omer Abaye, well, it's very obvious, no? I mean, Tashma, Rabbi Elazar should say poter. Does it say in the Mishnah that you're poter unless you're makriv the entire thing? What are you talking about? The question that we were asking was obviously according to Rabbanan. Would you bring me right? Rabbi Elazar held that you have to actually be makriv it. Not that it has to be there when you're makriv it. So of course he says you're not chayav unless you're makriv kulam. Because it's not because the carbon is chaser, it's because you didn't finish the akrova. Now that's a totally different question. So you're trying to bring me a raya mid Rabbi Elazar Pashitmar. How do you intend, according to Rabbi Elazar, even if it wasn't chaser, you'd be put? I'm asking you according to the Rabbana, who hold that you do not need to be makriv the whole thing. I want to know if it was chaser, but chutz, is it chaser? Oh, Marle, it happens to be that that's exactly what I'm doing, and I'll tell you why. Because, says Abaye, Beferish Shmi'ali. Now, there's two girsos here. One is the one that's written here. Beferish Shmi'ali minei de Rav. I heard directly from Rav. The other lashon is that he's saying this straight back to Rabbi Baruch Hanna. I heard this in Mar, in your own name, namely. The only time that we find that there was a machloket, the Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar, is where that korban exists. But where it is chaser, that in that case, they are made to Rabbi Elazar, that since it is chaser, it needs to at least be capable of being brought kulay. No, I mean, if that's the case, that the point is not the psul of chos. The point is that it needs to be capable of being brought. Then who cares? I mean, if it's chaser b'chutz, it's not capable of being brought. I'm not looking at a pagam of chisorim. I'm looking at something like the svar of kolaroy labila. In other words, you're saying that it needs to be actually brought. And we're saying it's sufficient if it could be brought. But if it doesn't exist, it obviously can't be brought. Therefore, since you've explained it in that fashion, that they really made it to Rabbi Elazar, except that they hold you don't need the actuality, you need the possibility. So then obviously, what's the difference if it's chaser? If it's bifnim or if it's bachutz? That's why I'm telling you that I understood that to mean, I mean, lav de chaser bachutz, wouldn't that work exactly the same way if it's chaser bachutz? Well, I mean, not necessarily, said Rabba Bar of Chanan, because, I mean, that may be a turn of phrase. I mean, the fact is, it may be that it needs to have a shame of chaser before we would have said the words Rabbanan are made it to Rabbi Elazar. So perhaps it's only talking about where was chaser bifnim. Well, look at the language here, Tashma. Kulam shechasru, and hikrivan bachutz patur. Now, I mean, doesn't that mean, if it doesn't say any definition, it says over here, that's Lashon HaMishnah. Which means if it's chaser in any way, as long as before the hakrava, it's patur, no? Lav the chaser bachutz? No. There too, it could mean that. That's also a turn of phrase. Maybe it just means anything that has the psul of chaser. Not that it is chaser, and therefore it would be dafka the chaser bifnim. And the last thing we said was that even if you bring other type of kachir and you did not separate out the emurim, you brought them up whole, that would be considered halat chutz. Isn't there a technical problem that you have to be malat the way in which it would be kosher halah? I mean, it has to be on the mizbeah. So if you were makrivit wrapped in muscle and skin or whatever, then there's a chatzitza there, right? Where's the emurim inside of that? So how would you be chayav if it's inside? Ahika chatzitza, you weren't makriv on the mizbeach. Omar Shmuel, what's talking about? Where you turn the meat inside out and ultimately everything burns and you did put it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to have anything at all to explain the answer. Maybe you didn't turn it at all. Afil tema lo afkan. But remember, we had a question about whether you need a mizbeach. Suppose you don't need a mizbeach. Suppose we go a libra Rabbi Shimon that all you need is a selah. You're telling me that a pile of muscle is not as good as a selah? What's the difference? You put it on a bunch of meat, and now you're makriv the emurim. Why is that worse than being makriv on a selah? So since afilu halo ala selah chayav, so that's what you did over here. Rab Amar? Look, the whole issue doesn't start. Where's the chatzitza? It's min b'mino. Min b'mino in a chatzitz. You can't be chatzitz with more of the same. This is all part of the same animal. So how would the meat of the animal be a chatzitza between it and the surface of the mizbeach? Even if you hold it, you have to be makrivit on a mizbeach. And therefore, it's not nogea. Now, the way I said it may not be right. Well, there's really a big machlokas achronim about that. Is it because it's part of the same body, or it's because it's part of the same substance? That's the question. I mean, this would be very nogea. Interesting case where nogea is where someone is holding his kid's hand to allow his kid to shake the lulav and esrog. So there's a chatzitza between his hand and the lulav, namely his child's hand. But that's min b'minai. So if min b'minai means only the same body, so then it would be chotzitz. If min b'mino means the same type, well, maybe we'd have to do a paternity test, but, you know, we could assume it's the same type. No, I'm just kidding about that. Hey, could be someone else's kid, too, if they don't arrest you. All right. We are ready, our dear president.
Dr. Haley Commissioner.
Mincha. Shalonik mitzah. So far we've been talking about some of the general dinim, kumitz, lavona, and so on. How about if you didn't bring you didn't even do a kmitzah? So that everything is here, nothing was chaser at all. The fact is, we don't even bring a mincha b'chut, so it really should be irrelevant, l'apichut. I have all my ingredients, but I never did the kmitza, which would have allowed me to be makriv the mincha b'fnim. That itself means that it's not roi l'petach ha'moed as it stands, and therefore, if you makriv it b'chut, it's potter. So it isn't a question, as we were talking about until now, of do you have have it all or don't you have it all? That's not enough to have it all. It needs to have it all in a way that would have been roi to bring in this fashion with me.
Now,
what? What obligation? If you mean if you had brought it bifnim, is the obligation? Be more specific.
No. The fact that you brought it bechutz, it wasn't chazi rashi, it wasn't chazi lefnim, so there was an obligation. Now we did a bechutz.
Are you out of your cotton picking mind? Are you just shooting out words? What kind of crazy question is that? The question is, are you chayev koris for bringing it bechutz?
Right, that's the question. So he's putter.
Oh, now that's the question.
So
there is a water cannon directly above your head. If I push this button, you're gone. Komtza v'chazar v'komtza l'tocha. Suppose you took the komets, okay, and now it fell back in. So now you have everything, plus you actually had done the kmitza, and in the event that such a thing had been brought bifnim, even though you're not supposed to put it on the mizbeach, had you put it on the mizbeach, you would have been yotze. Then it's the equivalent of all the other cases, like the imolo lo yerdo. It's even better. Here you would be yotze mamash. And therefore, if ikriva b'chutz, you'd be chayev. Now, isn't there a problem over here? By definition, there's going to be more shirayim than there are komets. Okay, what about bitul barov? It's interesting. We're setting this up very much the same way we set up the other Mishnah about having the skin surrounding the emuri. No, not the skin, I mean the muscles surrounding the emuri. In this case, we've got the shirayim that should be mevatel the komets. How come we don't look at it that way? Omar Rabbi Zera, that's because of an interesting point in that the way in which the Torah phrases the dinim of haktara is by using the same word for shirayim as it does for the komets, which is really curious. And that's because it wants to tell us the halacha of not making even the shirayim of the mincha to be chametz. So therefore, it used the word haktara bekometz, and it used the word haktara, said the komats, the iktir, and it uses the haktara word in shirayim, because over there it says, lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem, from where we learn out, kol shemimenu la'ishim, do not be machmitz the rest of it either. So the iser of not being machtir, the sa'or, is even if the shirayim were made into chometz. But meanwhile, we've ended up using the word haktara. Therefore, just like haktarat ha-chometz, by definition, if you bring up a bunch of chmutzim together, one chometz is not going to be a mevatel another chometz. How do I know that? The Torah told me to mix the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer on Yom HaKippurim, even though, as the Gemara put it earlier, Adavar Yadua Shadam HaPor Merubah Midam HaSoyer. Nonetheless, Ein Olim Mivatlim Zezeh. In the same way that the Dam is not Mivato by a Zevach, other Dam, the Kometz, and remember that the Kometz is the equivalent of the Dam, right? The Knisa L'Kli of the Kometz is the equivalent of Kabbalah in a Kli with the Dam of a Zevach. So just like Ein Olim Mivatlim Zezeh in terms of Dam, this puffer fish is getting hard, man. It's ready not to be Mivatlim, the other one's ready to hit very sensitive places like that. Your nose right there. And so too, the Kemitza is not going to be Mivatlim another Kemitza. It's Ein Shirayim, and therefore the Shirayim that are called the same as the Kometz are not Mivatlim another Kemitza. HaKometz V'Halavonashi Krivet Achad Mehem Bachutz Chayav. Now, here we have an interesting case where there are two matirin. In order to be matir mincha, the shirayim are going to be eaten, and you're going to be yotze your chiyav, when you bring both the komets and the levon. And then you can go ahead now and be matir the shirayim. That means that one or the other is a chatzi matir. It's only one out of two of the matirin. Suppose you brought one of them, bachutz. Says the Tanakama, well, you'd be chayev anyway, because you brought that matir bachutz, and that matir was a chayev to bring bifnim. Rabbi Elazar, potera chiyakriv etashini, you need to bring both matirin. Echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz? Suppose now you had brought already one of them inside. So you brought the komets inside. Now you bring the lavona bachutz. Then, obviously, just as we said before, if Aliva the Rabbi Elazar, you had brought the entire thing bifnim and you left out one kezayit, you did that kezayit b'chutz, that he would say, well, of course, in that case, you'd be chayv an akrav haschutz, because that is everything. That's all that's left. So to over here, in terms of the matirin, that's the matir that's left. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, it's not that I hold that you need to bring both matirin b'chutz. It's that I hold that you need to bring that which is matirit in the end b'chutz. Since in this case what was left is what's matirit, that's what you're chayav on. Same thing would be true about the shnei b'zichei levona. Where do we have shnei b'zichei levona, Mr. Puffer? I mean, Mr. Richie. Shnei b'zichei levona. Where would we have two containers of levona? I'm going to tell you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's right there on the shulchan with the lechem haponim. And we have to take,
Two containers
of Lavona. We need to take those two containers. They become the equivalent of the kovetz of a normal mincha. And that, it's called the askarata, which is the lashon of kmitza at the kovetz as well. And there, you have a curious case where you have two matirin that are both the same, because they're two containers. Therefore, as Rabbi Elazar, consistent with his position, that you need to bring the matir outside, he says, if you don't bring both of them, you only bring one of them, then, in fact, you would be potter. So there, too, you'd be potter. I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, Achek, Rivet Hashini. You have to finish up bringing the other one. But there, too, if all that's left that is needed to be matir is one because you already brought one, then, of course, he's made it. And if you brought Echa Bifnim, just bringing up one of the Bezikha Levana Bachutz is sufficient to be Machai of you. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. My question is like this. When you bring up the Kemetz, is that Kemetz, without the rest, is that Kemetz going to be matir half of the Shirayim? Or, I mean, you're saying there's two matirin. There's two ways of looking at that. Each matir deals with part of the Shirayim, or Kalushe Miklash, or each one of them lessens the Isser that is on the Achilas Bas. Now, what the practical implications are, I mean, Tosfos Girsa in Rashi, which is slightly different than ours, is that if you had been Mevarer, a chelek of the Mincha, the Shirayim, and you said, okay, this half I want the Akravas HaKemet to be Matir, and the other half I want the Levona to be Matir, or you took half of the Lechem, you said, okay, I want the right-hand side of the Bezich Levona to be Matir, the Lechem on the right, and the Bezich Levona on the left to be Mata the Lechem on the left. Our Gears in Rashi is different. Tosfos says that's crazy. I mean, if there's no way you could be Mavara Chelek and you could say this would actually be Mutter to eat because I brought the Matir for this part. No way. But the question would be, Nogea, if in fact there is a Miklash Kolish that we say the whole thing is weakened, then there won't be a Chiyuv Karet. It's a lav b'alma that took off the Issur Karet. But if I'm going to say that you're Mavar the Chelek, then there would still be an Issur Karet on whatever the Chelek is. That would be an afkamin if I'm Chayav a Chatat or not. So there are very important differences, but not in terms of Heter, but rather on the level of the Issur. So do we say Mishra Shari or do we say Miklash Kolish? Excuse me, but who are you asking this according to? I mean, remember, we have a whole issue, Lagabi Pigo, whether you could be Mafago Bechatzi Matir or you're going to be Fago with all of the Matir, right? I mean, I assume that that's the issue over here. What is the specific relationship between the Matir and what it is that the Matir is coming to be Matir, the Nitarim? Is it a one-to-one relationship, or is it that the two together are matir all? So that's what you're asking. Okay, now let me figure out who you're asking according to. According to the mayor, you're mefag and b'chatzi matir. Well, if you're mefago b'chatzi matir, then obviously he holds that chatzi matir is actually a matir. I mean, because he holds your chayef karesod and so on. So clearly, he would be saying that it's mishra shori. It's mamish being matir. That's for sure. If you're going, I'll leave it to Rabbanan who say, ain't mefag b'chatzi matir. Where the heck do you get the idea that it does anything? I don't understand what this means. You're saying there's some type of additive effect? And your only question is the additive in terms of quality or quantity? Maybe there's no additive effect. Maybe it's an either-or issue. Either you bring everything that's necessary to be matir, or you don't bring everything that's necessary to be matir. I mean, what a jump to take for granted. Well, it's certainly some type of additive. I just need to make sure whether it's qualitative or quantitative. I don't understand where you get that from. Lo Mishra Shari v'lo Miklash Kolish. Who's to tell you it's either way? Explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak was referring to our sugya. He was asking Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says you're not chayav on akravas chaymetz alone, b'chutz, akravas levaina alone. So obviously he holds that the half of the matir is not matir, the mincha. So now, what does he hold about the din of Chatzi Matir then? I understand. If he's saying that the Hakrovas HaMatir B'chutz is not going to work, then I would assume that Reb Lezik Rabbanon is really. I mean, he clearly holds that Ein Mefagnim B'chatzi Matir, right? It must be, because if he held your Mefagnim B'chatzi Matir, then that would mean that Hakrovas of that Chatzi Matir is Mitkabel B'fnim, then you should be Chayev B'chutz. I've already explained that if you hold like the Rabbanan, the Mefagnim B'chatzi Matir, there's no reason to assume that it does anything. Not that it's Miklash Kolish and not that it's Mishra Shari. So that can't be what Reb Yitzchak was asking either. Reb Yitzchak was referring to our sugya, but not Rabbi Elazar and our sugya, but Aliba the Rabbanan, who argue on. They say that Mala B'chatzi Matir B'chutz is Chayiv. So apparently they hold that something is achieved by the Chatzi Matir. And that is the question. What is achieved? Because over here, it only needs to achieve it lagabe the din of Hakrovas Chutz. They're saying over here, you're chayev even if you only bring one bezich levaina. You're chayev even if you bring the kaimitz without the levaina. So obviously it does something. That's what they're saying. It does something. I want to know, what does it do? Is it miklash kolish? And that's the reason that you're chayev on bachutz? Or is it actually Mishra Shari, and that's the reason that you're Chayav B'chutz? You have any rias to that? No. Take you. Thank you.
Doctor, and the commissioner.
Hazorek Miktsat Dam B'chutz. How about if you take Dam of the Chatota Pnimiot? Now, the Chatota Pnimiot, we know every single little bit of Dam is Ma'akev. So that would mean, lichora, you would think, that would mean that it's the equivalent of a chatzi matir in which you brought one of the bezichei levonos. You brought half of the dam. Let's say two of the matanot of the chatot apnimiot instead of four. And that should be the same achloket that we just had. It's like a chatzi matir. The dam is a matir, the same way the kometz is a matir. If Reb Elazar holds you need to bring the kometz and the lavona, or both bezikha lavona, then he would hold that you need to bring both, meaning both halves, in this case four, matnot adam. It's a very interesting hanger you have hanging over your head. Maybe we should hang you up with it. Let's try.
Isn't that the one who says that if you're only one?
We're getting there. Hazorek miktsat dam bachutz. Chayev. Rebbe Elazar doesn't argue. And as we saw earlier, that made Rebbe Elazar bedam. But we'll get to that. Rebbe Elazar Omer, you know, even if somebody is menasech, the mayim that would be brought on Sukkot, and it is Sukkot, so he does this during Sukkot, Bachag, and he does this Bachutz, he would be Chayev. Whereas Reb Nechemia Omer, Shiyorei Hadam, even the Shirayim, now Lechora Shirayim are not Ma'akvim, we thought before, he clearly holds that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, since they're Ma'akvim, the Kapora, if you brought them Bachutz, they're considered to be Mitkabel Bifnim, because they're necessary for the Kapora. So he argues on what we had all along up until now, where the Mishnayos were going Aliba, the Shita that Shirayim are not Ma'ak. Omar Rava, Umoda Rabbi Elazar Bidamin. Rabbi Elazar is moda that even the dam of a chatat pnimit, in which if you're missing even matana chatmeyam, we said before that it's ma'akev, even though Rabbi Elazar said legabe the dinim of matirin by the kemetz, let's say, or the levena, that a chatzi matir is not going to be sufficient to be mechayev you, but a single matana dam, even though it's not matir, would be mechayev you b'chutz. And remember that we have an additional riboy to say that zrika b'chutz is chayev. Remember that. So he's made a Rabbi Elazar b'damim, that is considered to be sufficient to be b'chayev b'chutz t'tanya. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Mimakom shepasak umatchil. Now remember, and it should say ditzan because it's really a Mishnah in Yuma, that if something happens, nishpach adam, after you gave, let's say, the matanot bifnim of the par, now you're, or some of the matanot, and now you have to continue. You have the par to serve Yom Kippurim. So what do? You bring an equivalent animal, and you start from where you left off. You don't have to go back to what you did before. Now, it doesn't make any sense to start from where you left off if we don't consider what you gave to be meaningful. But if it's Rebbe Elazar who says this, then obviously, even though every last bit is ma'akev, he holds that what was given, and was mitkabel. So if that's the case, if I sprinkled it b'chutz, then that would be zrikas adam b'chutz, of something that would be mitkabel b'fnim. Had it not been mitkabel b'fnim, he would have said, bring another animal and start at the beginning. Therefore, it's clear, says Rav, that Rebbe Lezer's motive Adam, and that is the explanation of our Mishnah, where Rebbe Lezer doesn't say a word. He's completely quiet and just goes on to say, Afa menasech mayim b'chag, as if I agree with you. And that is very striking to us. Why does he agree? It's a chatzi matir. Now we understand that by Damim, Dafke learns it out from Yom Kippur that Rebbe Lezer's made it. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Menasech Me'achag Bechag Bachutz. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Menachem. And this is Rabbi Menachem from Yotfa'at, which of course is in Barnea's neighborhood, but this time we'll allow David to tell us about his neighborhood for change. Now, there's a lot of professional competition over here. You don't have a neighborhood. That's not a neighborhood, you know. For you, it's just a...
It happens to be located in the Galil, right across the... Got Beit Netufa from Tzibari.
There you go. It's getting better every day.
The stronger of the beginning of the Great Revolt.
So it's up on the mountain near Beit Netufa.
It's off of Bikat Beit Netufa, up on the mountain.
Up on the mountain. Near the burial place of Rabbi Nubachi.
Yeah.
Huh. There you go. Come on, if you're going to be a tourist guide, go all the way. Okay. So there we have Rabbi Menachem Yotfa'a. And he pointed out that if this is what Rabbi Elazar was saying, then he's telling us that Nisach HaMayim is the Oraita, because obviously you can't be Chayav HaChatas on something that's a Takana of the Rabbanon and that are supposed to be done, but if I do a Bachutz, I mean, I ain't did a Bachutz, you did, you know, whatever. Nothing that had meaning the Oraita can't be a Chayav of Karet. Therefore, he must be following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Rabbo, who says that Nisach HaMayim is the Oraita. And therefore, he added that Afa Menasach Me'achag Bechag. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, where do I derive the chiyuv of Nisach HaMayim from? This is what comes of knowing Shas. You have no longer any patience for the process. It's answers or bust. That's David's. If you stay in the Daf Yomi long enough, all that you think about is the end. But it's the process. That's the fun. Getting there is half the fun. Okay, there you go. So he is going, Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Unisacheha. Nisacheha is Lashon Rabim. Obviously, there are two different Nisachim. Where the two different Nisachim must be, that there's a remez to Nisach HaMayim. So, B'shnei Nisuchin HaKatuv Medaber, Echad Nisuch HaMayim, V'Echad Nisuch HaYayim. Omer Leish Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a second. If Rabbi Akiva is seriously learning out Nisuch HaMayim from Nisuch HaYayin, then it should have to be the same shear. So the shear of the carbon tamid, which is a keves, in therefore requires shloshet lugin. That's what it's referring to. That it's milvad olata tamid unesacheha. So then it has to be shloshet lugin. But Rebbe Elazar doesn't say shloshet lugin. He says me'achag, as if he's leaving it open to whatever the interpretation is about me'achag, and that is in fact a machlokas. The Man D'Amar holds it sukkah, even one look is sufficient. Rebbe Elazar is not coming down on either side of that argument. So how could you be saying that he's only making a statement, al libra Rabbi Akiva, who sources the din of the D'Oraita Nisach HaMayim in its equivalence to Yayin? Then he would have had to say shloshes lugin mayim. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Rebbe Elazar is the one who all along is makbid on precisely the amounts. Not loud enough. That's always the problem with the iPhone application. You need to have a little amplifier. That's
okay,
we'll enjoy it. If you want, I'll bring you a little plug-in amplifier. But that was perfect timing. Perfect timing. It has to be closer to the recorder also. So, that's really good. So, we have a contradiction now. A contradiction to your statement in the very words of Rebbe Elazar himself. He doesn't demand Shloshes Lugin. Oh, excellent, excellent. What's he reading? All right. So, therefore, that's problem number one with your approach, that he's going, I'll leave it a sheet of Rebbe Akiva. And problem number two is that if he's actually learning it from the Nesachim. Are the Nesachim limited to a particular day of the year when you could bring Nesachim b'chutz b'chayev? Of course not. So why would the Nisuch of Mayim be limited? You don't need to have a carbon along with your Nisuch HaYayin, right? If you're learning out Nisuch HaMayim from Nisuch HaYayin, then you're saying that is a type of Nesachim. If it's a type of Nesachim, what's the difference what day of the year you bring it b'chutz? Whenever you bring it b'chutz, it should be chayev. But that's not what he said. He said b'chag. Imala halan b'shar yemot ha-shana, if the derivation is the comparison to yayin. So then, mala halan b'shar yemot ha-shana, afkan b'shar yemot ha-shana. It's just an additional type of carbon.
The water,
no.
Yeah,
exactly. Is there yayin on any other day except when you're bringing it with a carbon? Yeah, and yayin was also so. But the point is there a type of nesach called yayin? Yes. Once that's mitkabel bifnim, it has to be mitkabel bifnim right now. There's such a carbon. If there's such a carbon, the mocker is you're learning it out of a carbon that anytime I bring bachutz, I'm chayav. So anytime I bring mayim bachutz, I'm attempting to do the equivalent of me'achag. But the difference what time of the year I do it. Therefore, he should say that it would be true b'shayimot hashana also. And yet, he says, me'achag b'chag. He insists that it has to be on Sukkot. So it cannot be that he's learning it out of, boom. Cannot be that he's learning it out of the Nesachim. But do you realize how many layers of clothing you have on in the middle of the summer?
In the middle of the summer? I must have been sleeping a long time. The old Rip Van Winkle effect.
Funny amount.
Okay. Yes. Question is this a better show for radio or for TV? I can't quite make up my mind. So I disagree, therefore, with everything that you're saying. This doesn't make sense. Ishtamitate. Clearly, what Menachem from Yotvah has forgotten is that you do not need to link this statement of Rebbe Lazar to a pasuk of Nesachecha. He forgot Rav Asi's famous testimony. Diomar, Rav Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, forget about Yotvah. This is Ishbikat Beit Choratan. Going to have to go back to Barnea's neighborhood. This is a tough... Barnea doesn't know where it is either. And we begin to doubt its existence. Can't you make something up like you usually do? And that was Eser Netiot Arava and Nisuch HaMayim are all Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, which explains their Dioraita status in terms of Hakrova, and they are not considered to be the equivalent of Nisuch HaYayin, which means, therefore, there's no Shloshes Lugin necessarily, and therefore, that there is no basis of calling them a standardized korban like Nisuchim, and Mamel, it's only Bechak, where it was Roy to be Makrif Bifni. Tanur Rabbanan, HaMinaseh Shloshet Lugin Mayim, Bechag, Bachutz Chayav, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Mil'an, L'shem Chag Chayav. Now, this is a fascinating machlok. If you have three lugin, says the Rabbanan, you'd be chayav. Says Rabbi Elazar, well, now, it's only if you were memale them with the shear that would give them the shame of the chag. Okay, so now, what exactly b'may kamiflugin? Omrim d'akma Yitzchak b'ye shiur b'may kamiflugin. The question, when the Tana Kama says shloshes lugin your chayav, basically, we say is, as long as you've got shloshes lugin, who cares how much more you have? Did you bring shloshes lugin? If you brought shloshes lugin, that's the shear that's necessary. So suppose you had filled up the shloshes lugin in a kli that is large enough to contain five lugin, six lugin. It's the same kind of kli that you meant to use for the nischei hapar. You went ahead and you were makadosh it in that kli. That would be okay because there's no shear to the mayim anyway. So if there's no particular shear that has to be exactly this or that, then it's kadosh in a kli shoreis. Comes along Rabbi Elazar to say, no. It's only if you were Mekadosh them correctly. Now, obviously, there can't be a machlokes about whether you need Kiddush Kli, because in order for something to be able to be Chayav B'Chlav HaChutz, it has to have Kedusha. The same thing would be Bifnim. It has to have Kedusha. So what's the question? Whether it has Kedusha in this case. If you hold Shloshes Lugin, even out of whatever, then you're obviously saying it. The Torah isn't marked specifically on 3 Lugin and not 3.7 Lugin. Doesn't really matter as long as it's 3 Lugin. Whereas Rabbi Lozer is saying, no, it has to be Kodesh L'Shem Chag, which means it has to be the precise amount. Because otherwise, a Kli is not Mekadesh, what is in Roilo. And the Tzluchit Shel Zahav, as it says in the Mishnah, in Sukkah, the Tzluchit Shel Zahav that was used was Davka 3 Lugin. From the Shiloh. You use something else, and it will not be Kodesh. If you put in a bit more, and logically, none of it will be Kodesh. Because the din is, Ein Kli Sharet Mekachin Elaha Ra'ui Lahem. More than 3 Logan is not Ra'ui Lahem. And that's the Machlokas. Therefore, he says, Im Milan L'Shem Chag Chayav, meaning the correct amount. Rif Papa Amar, that's not the question. The question, believe it or not, is whether Nesachim were brought during the Midbar period. That's the question. So in other words, everybody holds there is, in fact, a specific shear of Shloshes Lugin. That's not the question. Therefore, if you brought more than Shloshes Lugin, the Kli would not be Mekadesh. So why then is the Tanna Kamma saying it isn't necessary to be Mekadesh L'Shem Chag? Because he says, look, when the Torah said, Ki tavo al eretz bo shvotechem, in the Parsha of Nesachim, it does not mean that that is the only time that you bring Nesachim. You brought Nesachim even during the time of the Midbar. And therefore, if you brought it during the time of the Midbar, then that means that when it says, when you come in, is to teach me that during the period of coming, which is the 7 years of Kivush and the 7 years of Chiluk, where they were bringing all their korbanos, not in the Mishkan. They were bringing their korbanos in Gilgal. And therefore, it's coming to say, look, until now, you were bringing the Sachim, but you gotta know that from this point on, and you don't have a Mishkan, you're just having a bum in your backyard, you still shall bring the Sachim. Okay, so then obviously there's no din of klishores in a backyard bama. That means that basically what they're saying, if a bama siyachid requires an asachim, then that means that nisuch bachutz is roi even without kiddush of a klisharet. That's what they're arguing on. If b'shas heter habamos, you would have brought it without a klisharet, then b'shat isur habamot, you're chayev for bringing it out without a klisharet. Masha'in came, if you're going to tell me that they never brought Nesachim before, and therefore the Kiddush of the Pasuk is, I hope they were never makir Nesachim. Did you ever hear a word about Nesachim before the Torah introduces it after the Maisa of the Meraglim? Not a word. So in other words, this is a new din only when you come in to Eretz Yisrael, which means that when you have a Bamas Tzibur, which is in Shiloh, and in the Beit HaMikdash, not during the period of Sheva Shekovshu, V'Sheva Shechilku, then you will bring the Sachim, which means that you have to be Magdash in the Kli Sharet. But when you are in a place where there is no Kli Sharet, so let's say you're in Nova Givon, you're in Gilgal, there are no Nesachim. Memela, unless you are Mekadesh et Bekli, there's no Chiyev of Akrava Bachutz. That's the Machlokas. You're supposed to figure that all out from the words Korva Nesachim Bamidbar. Ravina Amar, when we get to the circuit, we'll discuss. Ravina Amar, B'lameidim Nisach HaMayim Nisach HaYayin Plige. The question Gufa is, do everybody holds that they brought Nesachim? Yes! But what kind of Nesachim did they bring? The wine that was supposed to be brought. Not that there was a din of the bringing Mayim. So they brought Nesachim Bamidbar. When it says Kitavo over there, alerts Moshvotechem, it is coming to tell me that you bring the Sochim on a Bama Ketana, and you're right, you don't need Kiddush Kli. But does that have anything to do with Nisach HaMayim? So if you hold that you learn out Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayim, so then you see that you don't need a Kli Sharet. But if you hold, you can't learn out a Chiev of a Tzibor from a Chiev on every Yachit to bring Yayin, which is not required on a bama, a kli shares, what does that have to do with the once a year chiyuv of a tzibur to bring with a kli shares mayim and a bama tzibur? You can't learn out one from the other. That's the machlokas. Tana Rabbanan menasek shlosha lugin yayin b'chutz chayav. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'hu shekitshan b'kli. We have, in fact, a machloket about bringing yayin itself b'chutz. So if you bring shlosha lugin, which is the minimum amount of how, which we will bring for keves. Obviously, you're bringing it without anything. But this is the minimum amount that turns b'chadesh such a carbon. Then you would be chayev, says Rabbi Lazar again, but this is only shikichan b'kli, my b'nayo. Again, the word my b'nayo really means, but my kamiflagay. This is a Yerushalmi's lashon of my b'nayo. So what really is the svara that is between them? The question over there is whether the surface tension that allows the water, or the wine in this case, to go over the edge, whether that has a din of kli, kiddush kli. So birutzei hamidot, whatever goes above the top of the kli and is held in place with surface tension. Obviously you need kedushas kli. Now they both hold you need kedushas kli. The Rabbanan hold that even surface tension is included in the kli, and therefore lach is also kodesh of birutzei midot. Rabbi Elazar holds they were never kodesh, and you need dafke toch kli. Therefore he's saying, let's not jump to conclusions, because you may have put shloshes lugin into a kli where the only way that it was makadish it was by including a little bit of held in place overflow that wasn't inside of the kli. Therefore, I say make certain that it was makudash b'kli. That is what they're arguing in over here.
Is the mahogis in someone who's mala only that extra?
No. Whether that the shear, do you have the shear of shloshes lugin, that was makudash b'kli. That would go for be the nafkamina. It is part, that's the question. Is birutzei midot of lach, not of yavesh, where it clearly is birutzei midot of lach considered to be kodesh b'kli or not? You're getting very tense.
You have a kli that includes the surface tension. It's been
how about if I pile up volume on top of a solid? Well, I'm asking you about solid. Solid. That's okay. Why is that okay? Why is it okay? Why is it okay? Why don't you define your terms? Why is that okay?
I'm not sure if that's important to the measurement.
I
can say
it isn't baking.
Gentlemen, I have a wonderful suggestion that we do this tomorrow so that we can allow our president to think out his position and present it to us properly together with a demonstration that's required.
At 8, we are getting close enough.
Oh, it's 3.
No, you can tell.
You can tell. The Kulan Shechasru, Iboyelu. Chisaron Dechutz. Shmei Chisaron, Olo Shmei Chisaron. Mi Aminan Kivin Anafke Yifsilu. So who cares if it's more or less, whatever. Mali Chazer, Mali Yeter. Fine, but if it's let to be at all, Omer Abaye Tashma. Rabbi Elazar Poter, Hachakrivet Kulan. Omer Rabbi Baruch Chanan Labaye, what? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Prashid Marah. Omer, yes. Beferish me eliminate a rab. Ad kad no polig rabbanon alayde Rabbi Elazar, elo di'ite be'inei. But if it was chaser, modelai. So now, I mean, if the issue is chaser, then it just means, is it theoretically possible to be makrif kuloi or not? So what do I care if it's chaser b'chutz, it's chaser b'fnim? It's all the same thing, right? So, love the chaser b'chutz? No, not necessarily. Maybe chaser b'fnim. Toshma, v'kulon shechaser v'kriva b'chutz patur. Now there too, I mean, it's just saying, if l'maisa, you can't be makrif at your potter. No, not necessarily. Maybe it means anything that was nifsal to Ufisarim, which would mean chaser b'fnim. Hamakriv kodashim. How could you be makriv the imurim of kachim wrapped in the basar? It's a chatzitza. Omar Shmuel kish avchan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilotem shlo avchan. It would be going to live the Rabbi Shimon, who holds you don't need a mizbeach to be chayef for ha'alat chutz. And therefore, afilu helo ala sela you be chayef. Rav Omar, there is no chatzitza. It's min b'mino. Mincha shalom nikmetza v'ikriva b'chutz patur. Kamtza v'chaza komtza l'tocha v'ikriva b'chutz chayav. Why don't we just say that the shirayim, which are rov, are mevata the komets? Omer Abizera, because the word Aktorah is found the komets, and the word Aktorah is found the shirayim. Just like Aktorat komets ain't komets mevata chavero, because ain't olim mevat lim ze, just like the dama par is not mevata the dama ser and Yom Kippur when you mix it. Af Aktorat shirayim in shirayim mevat lim komets. Which is only half of what is needed. Hi, Rabbi Lazar Poter, but I mean, if I already brought Echad Bifnim and now only have Echad Bachutz, of course, here you're Chayiv. Same thing would be true about Shnei Bezichei Levona, where you're Makriv Echad Meim Bachutz, you're Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar is Poter, Achayakriv Hashini. But of course, if you were already Makriv Echad Bifnim and all that's left is Echad Bachutz, then you're Chayiv. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, komets marshi atir kinegdo b'shirayim. Does the way this work is through mishra shari, or does it work through klushing miklash? I'll leave it a man. I mean, I'll leave it a Rabbi Meir, all to fagin b'chatzi matir. Obviously, it has to be matir something, so it must be mishra shari. If it's a leave it a rabbanan, that all ain't the fagin b'chatzi matir, who cares? I mean, what makes you assume that it does anything? Lo mishra shari, lo miklash kolish. Maybe it's just when it's completed, it's done. It's not additive. Ella, what? You're asking a little bit of Rabbi Lazar? I mean, clearly Rabbi Lazar must hold that it achieves, like the Rabbanan sphere, the Omer Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, in which case there's no reason to assume that it does anything in this case. Ella, I'm asking a little bit of Rabbanan, here are you, Rabbi Lazar? My, do we say Mishra Shari, or do we say that the Rabbanan here hold that Miklash Kolish, that take Hazorik Miktsat Dam Bakutz Chayav. Rabbi Elazar Omer Af HaMenasech Me'achag B'chag Bakutz Chayav. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Shiori Adam Shikrivo Bakutz Chayav. Omer Rava Umoda Rabbi Elazar B'damim, that you can be even with a Chatzi Matir B'machayav Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omrim, that in a case where on Yom Kippur you lose the Dama Par in the middle of it, or the Dama Sawyer, just keep going after you shift the new one from where you left off. Which means that the first matanot of a Chatat Pnimit register even though you didn't complete them. So Mimakom Shapasaku Matchil, then obviously it was Mekubal Bifnim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Menasech Me'achag Bechag Bachutz Chayav Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishom Rabbi Yochanan Yot Fa'a. Rabbi Elazar clearly is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Rabo, who said, Nisach HaMayim is Dioraita. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Unisachea, means there must be, the Lashon Rabbi must be two Nisachim. One is Izra HaMayim, one is Izra HaYayim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if that's the case, then they should be compared across the board. And if Yayin is by definition Shloshet Lugin, then Mayim would have to be Shloshet Lugin. And the problem is that Rabbi Elazar's language here says otherwise. It says Mei Hachag. I mean, Rabbi Elazar's always the one to point out the specific amounts necessary. And instead he says Mei Hachag, which leaves it open to the interpretation of the Ma'an Yomar. It says Lug would be sufficient. That's my first question. My second question is, Ima Lahalan B'Shar Yemot Hashana, and we're learning out from Yayin, which could be any time, then that means Mayim, if I bring it any day of the year, Bachutz, I should be Chayiv. And yet, if you look at what Rabbi Elazar says here, he specifies Bechag, had to have been done during the Chag. Therefore, clearly, there's a mistake in assuming that Rabbi Elazar follows Rabbi Akiva as the basis for a Dioraita, because he forgot Ma Diomer Rav Asi, Diomer Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya, Ish Pikat Beit Choratan. There's actually a halacha Moshe Misinai of Eser Netiot, which is a famous halacha that you're allowed to continue to water a field in which Eser Netiot is spread through a Beit Sa'ah evenly, and you can do that up till the beginning of Shemitah itself. There's no Tosefet that answers it before, because that's necessary for its rooting. Arava, and that's of course the din of Arava and Sukkot, and Nizor Hamayim are all halacha Moshe Misinai. Tana Rabban Manazak Shloshet Lugin Mayim Bachutz Bachag Bachutz Chayav. Rabbi Loza says, no, not quite. There's one additional condition. They had to be Mal'an L'Shem Chag. But my kamiflagin. Omer Nagra Yitzchak, the question that Rabbi Loza is pointing out is that when you say Shloshet Lugin, which implies that it doesn't matter how much is here as long as you took three Lugin of it, you seem to be saying that you don't need Milui L'Shem Chag. Because, I mean, the question over here is, yeshi or b'mayim kamiflage. If l'maisa you need specifically three lugin, then more than three lugin would never have been kaddish b'kli, since ain kli sharetz b'kachin el harot v'ilahim. Rav Papa Omer, that's not the question. The question between them is whether you need kiddush kli. And what would that be dependent on? Whether karvo nisachim b'midbar. What then would be the meaning of introducing the Nisachim with the words, Ki tavo al eretz moshvotechem? Is if you were carved Nisachim b'midbar, then that would be in the Ol Moed, and then Ki tavo would be saying, but now, where you will be without a bama, tzivor, you'd be a bama in your backyard during the years of Gilgal, you should bring Nisachim. Oh, so then, obviously I don't need a klishar, it's for Nisachim. So then the Tanakhama says, you don't need Malan L'Shem Chag, because I'm learning out Nisachim from other Nisachim, namely Yayin, and apparently you do not need